Little is known or remembered by most about the role the United States played at the end of the 35-year Japanese occupation of Korea in 1945. Hwa Young-lee is the U.S. chair of the Korea Truth Commission. She was 7 at the onset of the Korean War, which lasted from 1950 to 53 and killed millions of civilians. She remembers walking over dead bodies. She says that Koreans have good reasons to fear the United States.
There are hardly any Korean families didn't lose members during Korean War. And I lost members of my family myself. The nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula is an offspring of the U.S. policy of nuclear threat based on its deep-rooted hostile policy toward North Korea for over half a century. During the Korean War, U.S. considered dropping a nuclear bomb at the border of China and North Korea. The U.S. dropped, during the Korean War, 1.5 bombs per person, wiped out 30% of the population in North Korea. The U.S. dropped more bombs on North Korea than all the bombs used in the Second World War. 4 million Korean civilians were killed. This is in 1967 Encyclopedia Britannica.
The United States has maintained nuclear tactical weapons on Korean soil since 1958 and a continuous economic blockade on the North. In December 2002, Secretary Rumsfeld presented to Congress a report named Nuclear Posture Review, which named 7 countries, including North Korea, as possible targets for U.S. preemptive nuclear strikes. Dr. Kwon Ho Choi from the Congress on Korean Reunification spoke of the most recent developments.
And Bush's Global Posture Review is another military doctrine where they are rearranging troop deployment anywhere else in the world to accommodate the doctrine that was expressed in Nuclear Posture Review. We also need to understand there's an expansion in Pyeongtaek base in South Korea. Now, North Korea, knowing they have limited resources, each bomb will cost you $300 million. Why? They have developed and tested this nuclear weapon. My answer is very simple. I think this is a clash of two interests, where one, United States, is trying to maintain its dominance versus DPRK, try to be liberated from United States' influence and their dominance in the region.
But regardless of the geopolitical stakes at play, we must learn to know and understand the Korean people, says former United States Attorney General Ramsey Clark, and go beyond the fear-mongering propaganda to which we often so easily succumb.
The first Koreans to fight in a foreign war were from South Korea, sent by the United States to Vietnam. What a pitiful responsibility for the United States to treat people that way. Why should they go try to kill Vietnamese and be killed by Vietnamese? One of the great tragedies of our lifetime is the division of Korea. It should never have happened. But the United States had to divide, because it has to continue dividing. The first line of defense is the people in the south of Korea, because they still have relatives that they think about, and they know they're the same people. They're the same blood, they're the same history, they're the same culture. In thousands of years, they were one. And they know that if they don't save the people of the north, they won't be able to save themselves in the south.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynne.